Hello friends, welcome once again to VSchool. We are on chapter 12. In the previous two chapters, we saw how to motivate and compensate our sales staff and how to maintain good relations with external and internal departments. This chapter is going to be very important from the network relations more than the network, the distributed network relations, because this is where the distribution of our products and services are going to happen. The distribution is going to happen on the normal, the traditional channels, the branch level, as well as on the techno platforms. Those are the automated delivery channels. A proper planning is required, because if you are going to distribute correctly, effectively, efficiently, then only your customer would be in a position to enjoy the products as well as services. Then only your sales will grow, then only your profit will grow. So this is going to be a very important factor for doing your sales as well as servicing of your products and services. The learning objectives of this chapter would be to understand the availability of various delivery channels. When we talk in terms of availability of various delivery channels, this availability can be 24/7 or on certain days, which can include a normal holiday in that region, or it can be specific times. Some of the branches may be open in the morning, some of the branches may be open in the evening. This is specifically meant for serving the customers as per their convenience. So this chapter will help you to understand the availability of various delivery channels as well as the marketing strategies deployed by each one of them. So let's start with the distributive network relations. The distribution network is considered as the face of a financial intermediary, because how so good your product and service maybe, the customer is going to first visit either your normal branch or your automated channel. So if that is sounding to be very nice, attractive, user-friendly, then that becomes a super channel for the customer to use. And it has the highest visibility aspect of the marketing effort. Distribution channels are the place where the products and services are delivered, and hence distribution channel represent the place in the marketing mix. So out of the four important P's, product, price, place and promotion, the distribution channel form the place, takes that P from those four marketing mix components. Let us first understand what is the need of a distribution channel. As I said before, the primary goal of a marketing plan is to get people to buy your product or even service. And this happens only at a distribution channel. The sales and the distribution part of the marketing plan details how this is going to happen. Are you going to provide service which gets consumed automatically, or are you going to provide the card in a very nice package? Stern and Ansari, an expert, defines a distribution channel as a set of interdependent organizations involved in the process of making a product or a service available for use of consumption. So you have to take a very, very important point in this definition is interdependent organizations. So it is not just one, but different departments who are actually coordinating, collaborating for delivery of product or a service. And in this delivery process, the distribution channel becomes very useful for either the customer taking the product with him or taking the product and consuming it on the spot. So distribution channel becomes very important from consumption point of view. The role of salesperson in a distributed network, like whether it is your normal branch or even in an automated. In an automated, the person may not be there, but he has an important role to ensure the uptime of the systems. The basic objective of the organization selling its own product or a third party product is to sell it at profit. So whatever the channel that is being used by the customer, no doubt it has to be highly efficient and effective. However, its management is to be very, very important. The cost involved in running and managing such delivery channels is also very important. If the cost increases, the profit gets impacted. Profit can be sustained with customer satisfaction. For whatever purpose the distribution channel has been designed for providing the comforts, the benefits, the advantages, if that is provided, the customer would be happy and the customer would continue to enjoy the services from the same financial service provider. That will establish the loyalty of the customer and he won't go anywhere else. So this is possible only when a salesperson makes it possible for the customer to enjoy and get satisfied, get delighted with the products and services that are provided by the sales organization. The role of a salesperson in a distributed network is very important because he has to build the distribution network loyalty. He has to be a part of the stimulated distributed network. He has to put in efforts for generating the customer delight as well as to establish an efficient after sales service. So everything revolves around the salesperson. The salesperson is responsible to take the note of the customer who enters, take the note of the customer who wants certain information, take the note of the customer who wants to know the know-how of using, as well as take the note of a customer who has certain clarifications to be resolved, certain doubts to be resolved. He has to resolve it, solve the problems of the customer even after selling the product and service. A salesperson should be clear about what is expected of the channel and from himself in terms of the service that is provided to the customer. So it may not be documented, but he has to know and step in the shoes of the customer, understand his problems and provide a solution so that it no more remains a problem. Customer continues to enjoy with the same level of satisfaction, and this increases the loyalty of the distribution channel. Every organization has to finalize a set of channel objectives and the activities that need to be performed with a certain level of efficiency and effectiveness before organizing the channel activities. Any channel that we see doesn't come overnight. Behind it, there are brains that are brainstorming of the top level executives in coordination, collaboration with the field level salesperson. A lot of research happens with the latest that is available in the market, what competitors are offering for similar products and service. And after that, a proper blueprint is prepared as to what type of channel should be provided, what type of objectives should be of those channel, and automatically the activities that are to be resulting out of the channel are clearly established and documented. Only then the actual channel come into place. So we have to keep in mind that any sales organization, any successful sales organization has to understand that a lot of work has to be done before they actually install any distribution channel. So let us summarize what are the basic objectives of a distribution channel. The first and the most important objective of a successful distribution channel is to reach out to maximum consumers. The visibility of the channel should be such that any passerby or any word of mouth, good words conveyed about that channel to the friends and relatives of that person should happen. And then that first objective of a distribution channel is achieved. Next important is to multiply this reach and to provide efficiency to the marketing process. So this reach can be multiplied only when the message is spread across the masses. Only when someone likes about your channel, they will spread the message about their channel. Not only they will spread the message about the channel, they will also tell what they have seen about the features, benefits, advantage of the product and services. And this enhances the efficiency of the marketing process. The third important objective of a distribution channel is to facilitate smooth flow and create time, place, and possession utilities. Smooth flow, the customer should not have any hurdles in enjoying the channel. Whether it is any time of the day, any place where he wants to visit, and with whatever possession he has, whether it carries a mobile, whether he carries a laptop, whether whatever the comfort level is very important for the customer. So whatever utilities he uses, there has to be a smooth flow. So all proper testing and research has to be done before deploying such channels, whether it is compatible with all such utilities, whether it is compatible at any time of the day, any climate of the atmosphere. So these are the important factors that has to be kept in mind while designing a distribution channel. The fourth important objective of a successful distribution channel can be to provide scales of economies and operations. You cannot just buy a heavier, very, very costliest distribution channel in the world for getting good visibility. No, it has to suit the scales of economies. You have to see how many footprints would be there, how many, what value will be created out of the products and services that are used. You have to see what operational cost will be involved in servicing those transactions that are happening on the distribution channel. So in addition to ensure that it is the best distribution channel, it should also provide scales of economies as well as the operations. And next important objective is to provide specialization. Whenever customer is attracted, whenever customer feels that something very important, something very special is going to be provided, he will on his own proactively use it. And this specialization is very important in case of a successful distribution channel. Now, having understood the basic objectives of a successful distribution channel, the next question comes: how to stimulate delivery channels in a financial services? Is it easy or is it not? Let us understand it from the customer's point of view. A customer is offered a wide array of channels and given a choice to select the optimum channel mix for maximum satisfaction. We cannot force on the customer that he can use only a certain set. No, because finally we are providing this for the benefit of the customer, and he should be given the freedom to choose out of different array of channels. So once the customer is given a channel choice, he will definitely try to use the best channel, and that becomes the optimal channel mix for the maximum satisfaction. Financial services providers invest smartly on branch layouts. Now the modern concept is the e-galleries, wherein you don't have to just get an ATM. You can do your passbook printing, you can do your kiosk banking, you can have a cash dispenser, you can have a deposit machine, and so many things. And that is why we call it as an electronic gallery. So this is a super extension of a branch. Initially there were extension counters. Now this is more than an extension counter, where the servicing happens without any branch employees sitting in that, without any salesperson, one or two may be there for doing the marketing or for doing the advisory role, but the overall entire functions and transactions are managed by such e-galleries. We also have remote electronic channels as well as extension counters at corporate office complexes, wherein the employees, the huge database or the huge set of employees can use the banking or the financial transaction, do the financial transactions at one place. So arrangements are done by the financial service providers with the corporate office so that all their employees can get the benefit rather than going to a branch. In case of schools, colleges, we have also seen extension counters. So such type of branch layout, such type of extensions, such type of service galleries can be designed smartly by the marketing manager as well as the sales managers. These channels are also used for massive cross-selling and upselling, because when we talk about economies of scale, it is not necessary that a particular channel should deliver only what the customer has requested. While he is doing the transaction, without actually using his extra time, you can display certain important features of products which will be suitable. Not any products, but as soon as the customer enters into his transactions, his user ID is identified, his likes and dislikes are identified, his transaction history is actually there with the bank. Based on the transaction history, based on the customer relationship management, the branch can come out with certain products which can be useful, certain services which can be useful, and they can do a cross-selling along with what the customer actually has and want to have more than that. So customer would be more than happy that just while he is doing a transaction without even visiting the branch, he gets a good information, useful information. Certain times you can upsell him also. Like for example, he is using a normal credit card. You can give him some executive credit card. That is called upselling with some more annual service charges, more benefits to him on banking as well as parabanking products and services. So when we talk about stimulation can be done while the customer has entered into your delivery channel, whether it is at the branch level or whether it is at the automated delivery channel. The services, the products should be conveyed to him so that the customer will not only enjoy his current services, he can opt for some additional services which can be other than what he has or an upgraded version of what he has. Now let us look at the branch level. A branch is a direct channel where customer and the salesperson has a direct face-to-face interaction. The branch is a direct channel that conceptualizes the contractual relationship with the customer. The chief marketing officer puts his heart and soul in designing the branch layout and ambience to make the experience of various types of customers, right from the young till the older, pleasant one. Whenever any branch is coming out in any area, there are various inspections done, various visits done by chief marketing officer and his team, along with the locals, along with the consultants in the region as to what type of layout. No doubt every financial service provider has a standardized layout, but in addition to that, any customizations, any fine flavor can be brought out into that channel. That also is given importance to, and that is what we say, a heart and soul is put into designing a branch layout, and that becomes a talking town, that becomes most visiting place in that area. Now, just like branch requires special attention, your automated delivery channels like ATMs, internet banking, mobile banking also require important attention. Like banks are encouraging their customers to use ATMs for routine transactions like withdrawing cash, balance inquiry, check deposit, money transfer, etc. One important research findings everyone has to remember. As a customer progresses from the branch level to a higher electronic channels like ATMs, internet, mobile, the cost per transaction decreases. So the customers are encouraged to use or do the routine transactions on the automated channel. What happens because of this? This not only saves time of the employees in the branch, the salesperson, but that saved time is used for quality marketing of products and services. So otherwise the time which was spent into routine transactions, operation transactions, this time is used for advising customer, for providing quality service to the customers. And that is why the customer also don't mind, because instead of standing in the queues at the branch, it is better to get his services quickly done on the automated channels like ATMs, internet, and even mobile. An ATM is a full version of a mini bank, because initially when the ATMs were actually deployed, they were either used only for cash dispensing or for any small transaction inquiry and all. But in the current times, the ATM has everything. Whether you want to withdraw cash, whether you want to deposit money, whether you want to transfer money, whether you want to make donations, whether you want to generate PIN, whether you want to get your checkbook, and so on and so on. So this is just like a mini bank. You don't have to visit a branch. You can get most of your banking transactions done on an ATM, and that is why ATM is a full version of a mini bank, allowing all transactions for depositing and withdrawing the funds. So this aspect of the ATM has to be kept in mind while designing our ATM distribution channel. Let us look another automated channel, point of sales, this which we generally find it at the merchant terminals. It's a portable electronic device that enables processing of debit and credit card payments. It need not be kept in the branch. However, it is generally found on third parties who are the merchants. So here again, the packaging of the pause, the smoothness, the seamlessness of the transaction originating from the merchant till the bank's hub is very important. It has to be seamless without any disturbances. So the customer gets a feeling of his transaction is processed in seconds. Instead of carrying cash in his pocket, he can make any sort of transactions with the help of a debit or credit card. POS terminals helps the customer to perform cashless transactions. It relieves him from carrying cash, and not only that, he can do his transactions at full safety and security because the end-to-end transaction is encrypted. He has to go through two-factor authentication. In addition to the password, there may be a OTP required on his mobile. So the POS terminals may help the cardholder to withdraw cash at designated merchant. Now this facility is also offered in addition to making the cash payment, making the payments for your merchant transactions. Certain POS terminals also help the cardholder to withdraw cash at a designated branch. So anything that he has to make some payments, his requirements of urgent cash, that can also be managed on the POS terminals with the help of your debit and credit card transactions. Next important alternate distributive channel, the distribution network becoming very popular because of this, is the mobile banking. Mobile banking is the latest and the most convenient delivery channel. Mobile is carried by every person, not only from the metros, but in the rural places. In the rural places, they may not have a bank account, but they will have a mobile. So mobile has become such a popular device into the hands. So by this, you have to just upload the app of a particular bank to do a transaction. Mobile banking is the latest and the most convenient. It is getting more popular. It is used even in unbanked, underbanked. You don't have an established bank in that area or a financial service provider. The app connects you from wherever you are to your bank, to your service provider. It is available and comfortable to use it at unbanked, underbanked, anyone, rural location. Mobile banking offers various facilities to the customers, like option to pay utility bills. You don't have to stand in the queues, just by the click of the mobile, he can make the payments to the utility merchants. He has an option to transfer funds to any customer or between different accounts. He has a facility for shopping and paying through the mobile. User-friendly, easy operations enabled by installing a small app provided by the bank. Initially, a certain sort of handsets were required for using these mobile apps. Nowadays, almost all mobile handsets have this compatibility of installing any financial app of a service provider and making the transactions. So mobile banking is becoming very popular. And as we saw, the higher level of technology platform, the more familiarity, more user friendliness for the customer, the cost wise, the per transaction cost becomes lesser and lesser for the financial service provider. The mobile banking channel is highly cost effective delivery channel model for the banks as compared to ATMs. Banking through digital channels became more popular first with the introduction of internet banking. With the increasing use of online banking channels, banks have changed their sales and marketing efforts from broad-based brands and the branch-focused campaigns to more effective digital marketing. Like we saw, internet banking came first. People all did not have laptops, but those who ever had the convenience of using the laptops, they switched over from branch banking to internet. To sort out this problem, some of the financial service providers made use of kiosk banking. They had some kiosk installed wherein you can do the internet banking through such kiosk. So you don't have to go to the branch staff and take their help for doing your transactions. So internet banking was done either on the laptops of the customers on their own or through the kiosks which were available at the branch premises or on the electronic galleries. So this increased the popularity as well as the online banking channels for sales and marketing efforts. Like we said, the distribution channels, the more automation, the more on-demand services in the form of messages, in the form of updations that are done. Otherwise, any updations, any changes that have happened, one has to see at the notice board. However, through such automated channels, we can have those amendments, we can have those services, we can have those upgradations, any message that needs to be conveyed, the customer needs to be made aware of, can be just pushed out centrally, and it can reach everywhere to any customer wherever he is, whatever transaction he does, whichever type of distribution channel he uses. Next important, the modern way of selling is coming through sales through tie-ups. We have seen tie-ups happens for insurance, tie-ups happens for car sales, tie-ups happens for mutual funds. A very important channel which is helping sales through collaboration. This channel is focusing more on bulk sales by entering into a contractual relationships even with builders of real estate properties, educational institutions, car manufacturers, corporates for providing personal loans to employees, etc. So innovation and creativity has no end for this. Any idea that comes in the head of the marketer for the benefit of getting a larger market pie in any specific field is actually utilized in the form of marketing in real estate properties, marketing in education institutions, marketing in car manufacturing, and even the corporate loans as well as corporate accounts marketing. Special concessions like waiver of processing fees, documentation charges, and competitive interest rates are offered so that whoever is providing such bulk business are getting special services which otherwise the retail customers would not be getting. So sales through tie-up is a win-win situation for all. It is a win-win situation for the bank because it gets bulk business. It's a win-win situation for the employer because their employees are getting special treatment. It's a win-win situation for the employees because the employees, on the basis of their engagement with their employer, get special treatment, get special competitive interest rates, gets reduction or waiver in the processing fees, gets simple documentation and less documentation charges. So all these three becomes, it makes a win-win-win situation for all three. The entire purchase, bank documentation, insurance, delivery happens under one roof. So that is the biggest advantage of a tie-up sale. The customer doesn't have to go specifically to different corners for different products. Under one roof of the financial service provider, he can get everything. And the best part is with effective good customer relationship management tools and softwares available. Whenever the customer visits, the financial service provider is very active in understanding his relationship with the financial service provider, in understanding what sets of products and services he already has, and more can be. It need not be his own products and services because he has a very big bouquet of products and services which are in tie-up with different type of service providers. And that is where it becomes an advantage for the customer to get everything under one roof, and it becomes advantages for the financial service provider because he can earn a revenue in the form of fee income. Financial service provider gets a bulk portfolio and the customer benefits for the spot decision. Thank you.